Everybody, welcome to another great edition of Stash My Comics Chase Variant in your face with me, your host, Steven Sparks, and the great and awesomeness of Chance Peterson. Chance, how are you tonight?
I am doing great.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear from my co-host. And then with us, as always, is the awesomeness that he is Nico Kaler. Tell everybody
Hi.
What's up now with you.
Nothing.
Is there anything else up right now?
The sky.
Okay, if there was anything else, could you add to that?
Clouds, cumulus, cumulonimbus, stratus.
Enough science. This is a comic book podcast. This isn't a meteorology forecast for anybody, okay? We don't want to hear that here. If you tell us that the Vision is flying high in the sky and he runs into Superman and just Superman beats the living hell out of him, we want to hear about it because Vision's a crappy character.
Vision is awesome and you know it.
Okay, well, anyways, I'm going to get to the point of the show tonight. We're going to talk about some comic books. You know, they could be good, bad, bland, mediocre, silly, funny, whatever. We're going to bring it to you right then and there. Then we're going to get into some trivia tonight. I do believe Chance is going to bring us some awesomeness tonight. So get prepared. Get your notepad out because you're going to need it. And then we might also talk about something else tonight. Or who knows, someone might jump in at some odd point of the show. Pretty much all I'm saying is you never know what's going to go on with the Chase Variant podcast presented to you by StashMyComics.com. So we're going to get on with the show now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? What about you, Chance? You ready?
Of course I'm ready.
All right.
Get some.
All right. Get some. All right. Let's go.
You know, I don't know where in the timeline this is all taking place.
What ends up happening is that other people start finding out about this.
It's a bunch of humans in these invisible suits.
These guys look pretty hardcore.
So, we're going to start with Nico tonight. Nico, what did you read or what do you want to review tonight?
Tonight, I want to review Magneto.
Why? Why Magneto?
Number two.
Why number two? Why not number one?
Because I don't have number one, of course.
Then why'd you buy number two instead?
Because I bought it at the dollar store in one of those Cards 1 pack.
Okay, that's good. So he just gave a plug for Cards 1.
Yeah,
pack,
Cards 1 so. And already Newsarama.
Oh, yeah, we've done two plugs tonight. Oh, my God, guys, this is great. We're on a roll. Let's keep it going. Okay, so you got Magneto number two.
Yep.
How was this issue? I have it in my collection. I got two, three, and four. I don't have number one, so I didn't dig it out like I should have, but that's okay. You're going to refresh my mind.
Yeah, it was, like, bad. I'm not going to get the other issues. I'm not going to bother trying to find them. Yeah, the art was off the wall, it's goodish to horrible. Like, the artist, Kelly Jones, drew this, like, I'm not sure if this is a he or a she, drew this that it makes it look like the person spent probably 20 minutes on one panel, and then a couple panels later, he just drew it in like 10 seconds. There's a couple panels where his Magneto's face looks out of whack. There's some panels where Magneto doesn't even have a complete face.
Okay, so if he doesn't have a complete face, does he have dialogue balloons around him?
He's moving.
Oh, he's moving.
And I think he has like panels. No, what is it called? Those like square boxes that the narration?
Yeah, they'd be narration boxes.
Yeah.
Or thought boxes, too. They could be thought boxes.
No, this is old school Marvel. They don't.
Oh, old school. Boxes. Oh, so we have a difference between old school Marvel and new school Marvel, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay then.
After the Marvel Universe fell apart around 96, I don't think.
What are you talking about? They're still falling apart.
Shut up. I like Marvel. That's another plug. So go buy Marvel. Except don't buy this book. Don't waste your 50 cents on this book.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. Come on.
The story, it was just boring. I mean, that's all I can say about it. It didn't really interest me. There's a couple gaps in the story. Like, Magneto is speaking to his servant while before he was speaking to the acolytes. And they're nowhere around. Then a couple pages later, they're back all of a sudden.
They have portal guns.
They have portal guns?
They have portal guns. Everybody has a portal gun. What? How do you think people get everywhere?
Quinjets?
No, portal guns.
Lockheed?
Lockheed? How do they get around with Lockheed?
I forget. It's like a Blackbird or something like that. The X-Men jet.
Yeah, the X-Men have the Blackbird.
Yeah, and it's called Kitty's Lockheed.
Kitty's Lockheed is a pet dragon.
No, Kitty's Lockheed, before she found the dragon in issue 166 of Uncanny X-Men, it was the Blackbird was called Kitty's Lockheed.
I never knew that. Okay, that's a stupid move by Marvel. But anyways, keep going.
No, because they got her dragon's name from the plane because she liked that name, I guess.
I guess so. So anyway, so how are you feeling so far in this issue? Like, you're really hating it, aren't you?
Yes, except the art is like, there's like the first page, the splash. It's like the most detailed drawing of Magneto I have seen. He's really, really detailed, nice, awesome looking.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the page, it starts to decrease a little bit. By 65% of the book, it just sucks. And then the last two pages are good again.
Yeah.
So either the person started drawing this book out of order and then learned that the person had a deadline to meet, so he just rushed through it, or something else. Yeah, I give this book a 3.5 out of 10.
Yeah, it sounds like a boring issue. I know I had 2, 3, and 4, and it was just like it was pretty good, and then it was just like mediocre, and
it was canceled. It wasn't a miniseries.
It wasn't a miniseries. Yeah, I did not know that either. I thought it was a miniseries personally, and
it says nowhere on this book that it's a miniseries.
Really? Yeah. I'm glad I only bought the issues for 10 cents a pop. So
yeah.
Chance, have you ever heard about this comic?
Nope. All right. Never heard of it before this, so.
All right, good. So you don't even have to worry about it. Just wipe it from your memory.
Yep.
So that's good. That's good. All right, good
Magneto
job.
Magneto number 2, December 1996. Don't buy it.
All right, don't buy it. So we are going to blow this puppy up. Oh, yeah. So anyways, all right, so we just heard about Magneto number 2. It was a poopy comic, so wipe your butt with it.
No, don't. Do not. We already discussed this.
Okay, anyways, we're going to go into my issue now. I'm going to do Uncanny X-Men number 500. This was the big 500. It should be 00, but I'm sounding awesome tonight. Okay, so we have Brubaker and Fraction. On the writing detail, we have Greg Land and Terry Dodson on the penciling. Awesome art. You know, I enjoyed it. Awesome. It's nicely detailed. Everything's nicely done. The perspective's nice. The layouts are nice. It was a really long issue, too. I don't know how many pages it's had, but it was a nice long read, and I enjoyed it a lot. So we're going to start off. You know, we all know, you know, this was in 2008 that they did this, and you know, the mutants have moved to San Francisco because, you know, that's just the place where outcasts go, I guess. You know, I figure that's where they go. Well, that's where the mayor says they all go. The one thing that really threw me off in this issue was the celestial, the dreaming one, the big gold one. It's in the middle of a damn park. What's it doing in the middle of the park? I don't know, because I don't have number 499 or 498, so I don't know what's going on here. So,
well, the Dreaming Celestial was just an arc in the brand new Uncanny X-Men series.
Oh, really? Ooh, yep. Interesting.
Issues 1-4.
Ooh. It was so boring, I dropped it after issue 1.
Oh, well, there you go, people. We just reviewed another 4 issues for you.
I liked it.
Nico, keep on enjoying it. Yeah, you enjoy X Club.
No, I dropped that book. That
You still bought it and liked it, so ha ha ha.
The first issue was okay. The second issue, it was found a good knockoff. All
right, so I'm going to carry on. So some dude buys some Sentinels. He wants to put them up in a park or something. Then we go over to the Marin Headlands, you know, Emma and Storm and Psyche, they're meeting with the mayor and, you know, yada, yada, yada. They're talking about some stuff. She's all happy they're there. Beast is walking the mayor around, you know, showing him the new house, I guess you could say. And Psyche is all happy. It's funny how they draw him, because in a few panels, they draw him all skinny face, and like later on, they draw him all fat face. So it looks like he gained like 5 pounds in the face. And then we see the millionaire playboy, Warren Worthington III, come up, and he just plants one right on the mayor. And she's like, ooh, I like it. Yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, you can take me out to dinner later. So that's pretty funny. Then we get to the next page. And, you know, I did like the artwork, but there's just one panel in here, and they're all – pissed off at the mayor because this dude wants to put these Sentinels up in this park. And, you know, the Beast is grr, and then you know, Angel's all grr, I'm mad. And then you see Emma Frost, and the proportions are right, but her mouth looks too big. But we'll leave it at that. So
sure, Cyclops likes that.
I'm sure he does too. So okay, we're gonna go off, and there's a party and the park, and there's some Sentinels there, and everybody's partying, and like all the mutants are out partying. Colossus is in his silver duds, and then he sees you know, Magneto walks by him, and they don't know it's Magneto. And then you see Magneto lift, you know, Colossus up, and is like crushing him and everything. Well, what happened? We thought Magneto got depowered here, people. How's he got his powers? What is this? He has these powers to crush people that have metal on them. He's got them back again. What is this? Come on. Oh, holy crap. The Sentinels have been activated. Oh, my God. You talk about massive unit beams coming out of their chest. Oh, my God. So, you know, they're all fighting, and, you know, they're all getting grr with the Sentinels. Oh, and then what do you know? We see a preview for the Ultimates 3. Who killed the Scarlet Witch? Who's scary?
You should definitely check out at least the first issue.
Yeah, I know. I saw you looking at it on that one day, and, you know, that irked my mind a little incest. Whew.
The Ultimate?
Yeah, Ultimate 3, man.
Went Chip out pretty bad.
Ultimate 3. Haha. Yeah, it's Chance, I beat you. I beat you, Chance.
You didn't beat me because I just gave it to you.
No, you gave it to Steve.
Yes, but I know you're sitting right here with us. Not really.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, Ultimates 3. Wow. We're talking incest with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. A little crazy for me.
Dude, not only that, there's pedophilia with Thor and
and
Valkyrie.
Tony Stark made a porno.
Yep, with
what is
Black Widow.
Crazy. That was crazy. You know, that might even be pushing my bounds. But, you know, I watched Human Centipede 2 today, and I was, wow, amazing. Maybe we'll get into movies later on if we're bored. So, anyways, back into the book. You know, they're fighting Magneto, and, oh, they stop Magneto, and he's wearing some sort of power magnetic outfit to give him his powers back. Whoopity-doo. So, then the Celestial wakes up and everything, and you see the High Evolutionary, they're talking with Magneto and everything, and they got something up their sleeve. We're going to see what's going on, though. Then we see them on top of a building, all the X-Men, and Emma's like, are you ready? And Psyche is, oh yeah, let's do it, baby. Oh yeah. So she like grabs his head and says, you can speak away, and he's like, Oh, this is the page with the fat face Cyclops. And he's all like, San Francisco is now a mutant sanctuary. Oh, yeah. Come see us. We got all the hot ladies. Anyways, that's it. And then you see Pixie and some dude. And then you see the Hellfire Club about to beat the hell out of Pixie in the next issue. That was pretty sad. That was my issue, though. I give it a 9 out of 10. I liked it a lot. I'm going to read issue 500 all the way to 512. So I can't wait to see where it goes. So, Chance, what did you read this week?
All right, this week what I'm going to review is Red Lanterns number 7.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm cutting you off. This is the anticipation is making me whew.
Oh, it's definitely good, especially the ending. I'm not going to spoil it for you, though.
No. Oh, don't be a bastard like that.
I'll give you a little hint, but I'm not going to tell you all of it. So let's start it off. We get the Yellow Lanterns, or the former Yellow Lanterns, because they were captured by Sinestro in the Green Lantern book, and they've all had their ring fingers cut off to remove their rings. And they're trying to set up something to, you know, get safe or get their revenge, whatever it is. And then they're attacked by the Red Lanterns, being led by Bleeze, who has now basically become the leader of the Red Lanterns, or self-proclaimed leader. Then we cut to Earth, where the new Red Lantern that they're calling Rancor.
Yeah.
He is fighting Guy Gardner. And this part's very interesting because you see that he can actually think, unlike the other Red Lanterns that are kind of just mindless forces of rage.
Well, here's the thing I don't get with this. He gets the ring last issue. He has some sort of thought, but he is still in a bestial type thought.
Yeah, but this issue, it's developing more.
So he's starting to get full dialogue now.
It's interesting because at first you're just reading his thought boxes.
Yeah.
And he's contemplating everything that's going on while he's fighting Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
And so Guy Gardner's trying to, like, have this conversation with him and telling him, like, hey, I've been in this same situation. You know, I'm going to try to help you. And then you get Rancor trying to speak, and it's just coming out as, like, grumbles and roars and whatever else it is. Until you go and get Rancor actually speak. And he says, please help me.
Ooh,
and Guy Gardner is shocked at this. He's like, whoa, there was just this Red Lantern just talked to me. And then you get Rancor saves Guy Gardner from getting hit by a car. So even more shocking to him. And he just has no idea what's going on. He was just in this, like, intense fight. And all of a sudden, this guy's helping him. So they go, and their fight kind of gets broken up a bit because of this. And all of a sudden, the Red Ring starts calling to Rancor, like, pulling him, and he just flies up into space and starts thinking, like, wait, how am I here? Humans can't survive in space, so I must not be human anymore. So, like,
oh,
I was saying,
man.
Some somewhat deep thought.
This is good. This is real good.
It is. I'm like, this is completely new for me, so I'm like, this, I get these other Red Lanterns that can't do anything. And now this guy is like...
It's weird. You know, we have seen Red Lanterns thrown into the Blood Ocean by Atrocitus already.
Yeah.
And now they are full-thinking Lanterns. So a little spoiler alert. I don't know if you guys have been reading at all, but there is an excerpt from, what, issue 8 or 9 saying that there is going to be a Red Lantern Civil War.
Yeah.
So this is going to be good. So now people are making it think where it's going to be Bleeze versus Atrocitus. I think it's going to be Rancor versus Atrocitus.
Interesting that you say that, but okay. So we cut back to Bleeze now torturing these Yellow Lanterns.
So what Yellow Lanterns do we have now?
They are the ones that were captured by Sinestro, at least I believe so, and they've had their ring fingers cut off. So they don't have their rings anymore, but I'm still calling them Yellow Lanterns. I don't know if that'd be the proper way to say it, but either way, really cool panel. We got one of these guys tied up to a like mountain, and Bleeze just has her hand going like through this dude's skin, ripping it off of his chest. And you can see like the muscle underneath.
Oh yeah, that's like, awesome.
It looks cool. Then we get this guy kind of taunting Bleeze because she, like I said, is pretty much thinking she's running the Red Lanterns now.
Yeah.
And this guy's like laughing at her for trying to take this like approach that she's gonna be able to beat Atrocitus. And she kind of just goes, you know what? He's not the same person he used to be. I'm going to take over.
Yeah.
So now we cut over to Atrocitus. He is going through like a forest on his home world, the home world of the Red Lanterns.
Yeah, I think looking, that's Yzmalt.
Yzmalt, yeah. I can't pronounce it, so.
I think that's how you say it. I'm going to say it as Yzmalt.
All right, so he's kind of like giving a quick overview of what happened in his past, where his family was destroyed, his homeworld was destroyed by all these guys. So he's walking through, and he comes across what he was looking for, but not quite what he was looking for. So there was one of the original Red Lanterns that Atrocitus created took Corona's body.
What Red Lantern was this?
Is
if you don't know, I'm just this.
Jumbo.
It's a Red Lantern named Abysmus that he buried centuries ago. So it was a failure, according to Atrocitus. Like, it didn't work out. So this guy is like wearing Corona's skin, but is like transforming, so he's like all hideous and messed up.
Really?
Yeah. So these guys are fighting, and all of a sudden this guy brings out all these other Red Lanterns that had died, and like somehow this guy resurrected them. It's cool. You see Atrocitus like tearing a dude in half.
Really? So, see, I don't know how old the Red Lantern Corps is, but if there was a previous, like, ownership, and the actual Civil War is going to be between these old Lanterns versus these new Lanterns, this could get intense, Chance.
I do believe that that's what it's going to happen, but it's going to be even more interesting. Because how this fight ends is crazy.
Oh, man. I think you should just leave it at that.
I will.
Leave it at that, and we'll talk about it next time. Now, do you think Rancor is going to be, like, a major player in this war?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to be a major player. It's, like, no doubt.
See, now, I'm... real fast, cut you off. Do you, as of with this issue, do you think Rancor could take control of the Red Lanterns and Atrocitus steps down to second in command?
I could see him becoming the leader.
Wow, this is gonna. Oh man, this is just crazy. We're gonna end it right here with this. So let's look forward to issue number 8 because I know I am, and issue number 7.
When you read issue 7, you'll see a whole new thing start unraveling.
This is gonna get good, people. So that's ended our review session. So let's see, we did Magneto number 2, we did Uncanny X-Men 500, and what was it? Red Lanterns number 7. So great books, pick them up. You guys all want to pick up Magneto number 2.
Yeah, so you do.
Find that issue, pick it up, read it. You guys will have fun with it. Anyways. What do you want to move on to now, guys? We can either go through and talk about these crappy top 10 lists. Well, it's not too bad. It's half and half for me, it looks like. Or we can go on to trivia.
I say top 10.
You want to do top 10? Yeah. I say top 10, and we round the night off with trivia. I think that sounds good. Yeah. I know that sounds good to everybody out there listening tonight, so... So let's go through this top 10 list. Again, courtesy to Newsarama for making this list up and giving us something to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. So this is the 10 greatest Avenger villains of all time. It's not too bad. So we're just going to go one by one, discuss, figure out where they really belong. So, as of right now, Nico, who do we have sitting at the 10th spot?
Taskmaster.
Taskmaster. I like him. I like his powers. They are really cool. Nico, you want to go in and divulge what his powers are?
He copies what his opponent is.
Yeah.
So, like, my favorite issue, Avengers 223, the main villain is Taskmaster. And Hawkeye and Ant-Man have to find a way to beat him, because whatever they do, he can
copy.
I know this. Yeah, copy.
So pretty much Taskmaster, he has muscle memory that somehow can go through his eyes and he can mimic everybody. Awesome power. I wouldn't mind having something like that. You know, like if you guys remember Heroes or ever watched it, they tried to do this in Heroes with some chick in there. Horned rim glasses guy gave her an iPod full of all these like ninja movies and ballets and everything like that, and she could do it. That would be pretty cool.
I still don't think he should be on this list, though.
You know what? I would have to agree with you.
Yeah,
totally.
Good enough.
I sit there and think of Deadpool as beating him one on one.
Hawkeye's beating him?
Yeah. You don't need the whole Avengers team to beat this guy, so...
No. So, that's our number 10. It seems like we all feel like he could be booted out of this list.
Yeah.
So,
bye.
We're gonna move on now. Alright, Chance, who do we have at number 9?
Number 9, we have Korvac.
Alright. Me, myself, I do not know a lot about Korvac. You know, I have him in some Guardian of the Galaxies issues, but I don't know a lot of him. I know he is more of the space gallery of Marvel. So could anybody shine some light on this guy?
I know there was the Korvac saga in which he fought the Avengers, it was... like one of the biggest battles of the Avengers during that time.
Mm-hmm.
That was like during issue 175. I've almost bought that issue a couple times, but I never actually did.
What kind of fan are you, Nico?
No, it's money.
Well, Hawkeye would be sad because you're not giving him a job.
I don't think Hawkeye's in that issue.
You're supporting his crew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have... like 150 Avengers issues.
You're getting there. You're almost over 500.
No, I'm trying to get for 402.
Oh, geez, shit. So, anyways.
Complete first series.
In all honesty, this guy could get booted out of this list, too. I don't think he's that much of a threat. So, anyways, we're going to go to number 8. Let's see who we got clocking at number 8. Scarlet Witch.
No, she's not a villain. Although she did destroy the Marvel Universe,
she's not a villain.
She's a hero.
She was a hero for 40 years and then a villain for 20. I think time stands the test that she's a hero.
I think what she did clearly makes her a villain. I don't care what you did in the past. The fact that you destroyed everything. She caused mutant kind to almost go extinct.
But she was
a villain.
She was psycho.
Exactly. She's a freaking nut job.
Oh, so what? Do we say, hey, you know what? You know, the Red Skull, you know, he's a villain, but, you know, he's a nice guy. Let's give him the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, it was...
That's it. You know what? Scarlet Witch, she's a villain. Now, I want to nominate Red Skull for Nobel Peace Prize of the Year. I'm going to get on this. He's going to get it.
Why not? I mean, why not?
I don't know.
That is sarcastically, in case you don't know.
Your sarcasm sucks. I'm dropping it here. Scarlet Witch, you're a villain. You need to be on this list.
She's a hero.
No, she's not. She's a villain. She
killed the Avengers.
Look what she does in the Ultimates 3.
The Ultimate Marvel.
We are skipping. Marvel. She's done. She's done. We're going on to number 7.
She's a hero.
Number 7. Who is it, Nico?
Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn. Wow. Intense. Oh, this guy, he was a maniac during Dark Reign. So
I don't see him as an Avengers villain, though. Even though he's been like a major player recently, he's still a Spider-Man villain to me.
He'll always be Spider-Man, plain and simple.
Yeah. To me, he's not even a Spider-Man villain. He's a Spider-Man friend.
Really?
You got the weirdest sense of,
dude.
Like...
Because I read old Spider-Man.
And I do too, okay?
I haven't read newer Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He caused the, like, defining moment of Spider-Man. He contributed to the death of Gwen Stacy.
No, it was not. It was his father. His father killed Gwen Stacy. Spoiler alert. Sorry. Yeah, his father killed Gwen Stacy.
Norman Osborn's father killed?
Yes. His father was the original, Harry Osborn was the original Green Goblin. Norman went insane and he became Green Goblin. He had a mental breakdown back in the mid-80s to become his father.
You realize that Harry Osborn is Norman's son, right?
No, Harry Osborn is Norman's father and son. He gave his son his father's name. Read some older Spider-Man. Like early hundreds.
So what you're saying is there's been 3 Green Goblins. That's almost what it sounds like you're saying.
Oh, read the night Gwen Stacy died. That's case closed. On to the next one.
I think Nico is doing drugs at an early age.
That was Norman Osborn.
I'm pretty sure that it was Norman.
Google it.
Hey, Google this, okay? Oh, I don't think
so. Stacy died. It was Harry Osborn.
10 minutes later.
Oh. Norman Osborn is the father and Harry Osborn's son, okay? It was my mistake. I don't know Norman Osborn. I know the old one, like Norman Osborn from the early 70s. Who was killed by Spider-Man. Not Harry Osborn's son. Harry Osborn...
There's only been two major players as the Green Goblin. Yeah. And that is Norman and Harry.
Yeah, and then...
Norman is the father, Harry is the son.
Yeah, but Harry... But Norman was, like, old with gray hair, wasn't he? Oh, no, he wasn't.
Okay.
No, he's got black and red hair.
Okay, this is how it ends up. I feel stupid. I am sorry. I apologize.
So, okay, so we're now going to carry back on. So, as of right now, who do we have in at what, number six?
Number six, yep, is Thanos.
Thanos. Okay, so we have another space villain. I'm going to go half and half, but
I don't think of him as a Avengers villain, more as a Marvel Universe villain.
Yeah, you know, he tackles everybody on, you know, he's got some cojones there, so,
he's definitely a threat, so.
Yeah.
I don't think the Avengers alone
can take him.
They've always needed, you know, Silver Surfer and
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So, okay, Thanos half and half. We're gonna leave it at that. Okay, so at number five, we have the Kree and the Skrulls. I don't know why they put this into a togetherness with these two races. Probably because of the Kree Skrull War,
which is a great story arc. Everybody should read.
I don't want to read it, so.
Oh, you need to read it.
No, I don't need to.
That is an order. That is.
I already read it, so. Anyways.
Okay. Then.
So, So let's. You know what? Let's just move to the top three. I think it's gonna get a little bit more exciting there.
No, number four is my opinion the greatest villains.
And who do we have, Nico?
Baron Zemo and the Masters of Evil. They are the only people who have infiltrated the Avengers Mansion and destroyed it inside out, ripping to shreds almost everything in it.
But see, here's the thing, though. You want to know one reason why the Avengers, I don't like this about teams, is they always switch up their lineup. Master of Evil have had like 9,452 villains on their group, and the Avengers have like 14 billion members. So... yeah, let's just get a solid lineup and they go at it.
Yeah, because you can't really go and say that they're the greatest. If you're saying just because of that one incident, then who was on that? Who was part of the Masters of Evil during that?
Everybody. Would have... Everybody yeah. from the past. Everybody well, no, no. from the past got together. And
you want to know like... whose fault it was that the Master of Evil got into the Avengers Mansion? You know whose fault that is, right?
Jarvis and Hercules.
It's Jarvis's fault. He is the maid. The maid should be locking the front door. Plain and simple.
They broke it down.
Doesn't matter.
He could have
locked
it. They broke it down.
He could have locked it and deadbolted it.
Okay, so what's his name? The guy with the giant ball. Like, yeah, they can get past that.
Anyhow, Jarvis should have locked the front door. Plain and simple. That's where we're gonna leave it at. Chance, do you agree? What do you? Jarvis should have locked the front door.
If I'm not mistaken, Jarvis walked into it. I think.
Besides, they aren't the only villains that destroyed the team from the inside. So.
Yeah. So.
Scarlet Witch did too.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch is not a villain.
So, anyways, we're gonna move on to number three now.
Number three is
number three.
Loki.
Definitely top three.
Definitely. Higher up. He's not that big of a villain.
I don't really know if he's top three. I mean, he was like the original villain, but it's hard to really say that he's one of the greatest Avengers villains.
Yeah. That's
okay, so let's
been in
top
that
five.
Comic.
Top five.
I'd probably say top five because of the fact that he was the original.
Yeah.
But I can't put him in the top three.
We're moving to number one.
Number two.
Number two.
Oh, we're on number two. Oh, well, then we're going to... I just want to get to number one, people.
But number two is should be number one.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think the Stash My Comics U-verse wants to know who is number one. Number two is Kang, guys. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Don't pass up Kang like that. He's awesome.
He's not. He's a nuisance. He's not... like
he's annoying. He's a time jumper. Yeah. He's annoying.
That's why he's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's it. Just because he could mess everything up.
Yeah, and he's got like 20 different forms of himself in every universe or time jump possible. Anyways, So let's see. Who do we have for number one? Who do you guys think number one is?
Probably the greatest Avengers villain of all time.
Oh my god, that's genius. Okay, let's see. Who's introducing this villain? Is this Nico?
Yep.
Okay, Nico. Let's hit it.
I'm not happy about it, but it's Ultron.
Ultron, perfect sense.
No,
I think
not.
It makes sense. Yes, it does make sense. You tell me why it doesn't make sense.
Okay, you know the original Avengers series, 402 issues?
Yeah.
Okay, the last time he appeared in the original Avengers series was 197. He was absent for
200
issues plus.
Okay, so he's absent for 200 issues. But I'm going to make this argument. If you can counterpoint this argument, or if anybody else can that listens to Stash My Comics, there is no freaking timeline in the Marvel Universe. So you do not know how much time has passed in that amount of issues. It could only be like a few months, a few years.
And he's always around, because when have they ever really defeated him? He's always been a threat.
He is that secret threat. They never know when Ultron's going to pop back up.
But I do give him props since he created Vision, my second favorite character.
Horrible. Another horrible choice. Anyhow, but Nico, do you have a counterpoint to my question or my point?
Not really. But that brings up the discussion. Do what would happen if they would age accurately, which that's another time.
Well, they don't do that in comic books. I think the only comic books where they actually show any aging is Savage Dragon.
It doesn't even matter. Ultron can't die. He's a...
No. Computer program.
Yeah. And he upgrades himself.
Control Alt Delete.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to work.
Yeah, that's going to bring up Task Manager.
None of the Avengers thought of that.
End process.
I'm going to end process on your thoughts. Jeez.
And that'll end the process on this segment.
Yeah. Let's end it on that note. Ultron, I think, was a very good choice for a number one villain, even though Nico just tends to disagree because he's oh so superior with the Avengers knowledge base. Okay, everybody. It's that time again where we rock on with trivia. Chance is going to bring us some more 20 questions, I do believe, tonight. So, Chance, what do you have for us now? What are you bringing to us?
All right, we got another edition of the 20-question trivia style.
I love 20 questions.
It's been pretty good so far. No one's – actually, Steve, you got it the first week, but we had to go beyond the 20 questions. I'm bringing you a character that I really hope you guys can get within 20 questions. So let's get it started off. It is a female character.
But it's smart.
Is she a mutant?
So does anybody have any guess?
I know it.
I don't even understand the question.
I don't know it.
It was the Rampaging Hulk. You are wrong, my friend. It was Wolf. It's Wolfgang.
Oh, yeah. I win in your face.
Nico, you go first.
So, is this character from Marvel?
No.
Yes?
Yeah, you remember.
If you
could guess.
Okay. Is it Batman?
It is not.
Okay, is this character from DC Comics?
No.
Is it Grendel?
It is not. Back to you, Nico.
Is this character from the Image Universe?
It is.
Is it Shane from The Walking Dead?
It is not.
Good guess, Nico. Okay. Is this character a creation of Todd McFarlane?
No.
Is this character Savage Dragon?
It is not.
Is this character a human?
It is.
Is it I don't know.
All right, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, does this person have cannibalistic tendencies?
No.
Is it Andrea from The Walking Dead?
It is not.
Is this character from The Walking Dead?
This character is from The Walking Dead.
I don't know.
Okay. Is this person from the comic book?
Yes.
Is this person Glenn?
Nope.
Is this person a male?
It is a male.
My mind's blank. Come back to me later.
All right. Come on, Steve.
Oh, go. Is he over the age of 30?
Yes.
Is it Dale?
No.
Okay, Nico.
Is this person under the age of 50?
Yes.
I don't know.
All right. I'm just going to start naming off names now, I guess. Is it Lori?
No.
Is this person Caucasian?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is it Carl?
No.
Is this person a zombie?
No.
Is this person Abraham?
No.
Can you tell I don't really pay attention to The Walking Dead?
I can, but you're supposed to be watching this.
It's on my cue. That's all I can say. I don't know.
This
16.
Yeah. Is this person from the TV show?
Yes.
Okay. See, I just wasted a guess with Abraham. Okay, let's see. Is this person the governor?
No.
Even though he's going to be appearing next season, but I'll take a stab at it. Okay, Nico, go ahead.
Is this character have black hair?
I do not believe so.
I don't know.
Is it Daryl?
No.
Does this person have dark eyes?
Man, you asked me about freaking eyes and hair. Freaking comic. How the hell am I supposed to be able to
pay attention to detail?
It's a black and white comic.
I know. But there's celebrities on TV shows.
The comic came first.
Who am I
missing? I'm talking about a comic. So I can't tell what color.
You don't even read Image, so you shouldn't.
Yes, come on, I want to move here.
I don't know what I said. I don't know. I quit. You call the names I know already.
Wow, who am I missing?
We're down to the last question. You guys haven't guessed this character yet.
No, I know. And wait, did we say it is from the comic?
From the comic, from the show.
Oh, is it? Oh, man, oh, he's the only other character who ever slips my mind. Was his name Joe? What was he, a mechanic?
No.
No, okay, so it's not him.
I don't believe this, because...
I've named, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it Rick?
Yeah.
See, I figured you wouldn't go with Rick. I thought you were going to give it... Oh, my God. Holy smokes, people. What a shot to the groin with the trivia tonight. This guy pulls out the most common character he could pull out of any Image comic book in the world. So, my friend, you do suck.
Oh, my. Apparently, no matter what I do with this trivia,
you suck.
Nobody seems to be able to do anything.
Well, I did something twice now. So, everybody bring the noise. I am the character guru here, okay?
Boo!
Hey, Nico.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt. Oh, that was funny. Ha, 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 ha. Anyways, people, Chance, thank you for this lovely round of trivia, as always. I just want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, that everyone here at Stash My Comics loves you for your trivia. Anyhow, people, we're going to wrap up trivia right now. So, and let's see, and we're going to end tonight. We're all going to go to bed now because I'm pretty sure we all have to wake up early and, like, mow the grass or something, or water the lawn, feed the tigers. Got to do something.
Yeah, you know, just normal everyday stuff.
Normal everyday stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, want to wish everybody a good night's sleep, and we're going to see you guys next time, and I'm going to plug in everything real fast before we leave, because that's the right thing to do, isn't it? So, as I said, this is the Chase Variant Podcast. We're all from StashMyComics.com, and we are a awesome comic book inventory site. We give you news. We give you blogs. We give you reviews. We give you cataloging software that is free. Oh, my God. And we
fan films every Friday.
Fan films every Friday by people just like you and me. How awesome is that? Great forums. Thank you, Nico. We're awesome and really knowledgeable of all things comic book related. We're all on Twitter. So what do you guys think about that? You guys want to give a little shout out with your Twitter names?
Yeah, sure. You can find me at Chance900.
I am at Nico Kayla.
Oh, and as always, I like to change my name every week on Twitter for some odd reason. Now it's like this new hobby I got. This, you know, last week it was Steven Sparks at, you know, or SMC, I should say. This week's it's Sparks Are Flying High. So find us all on there. We're on Facebook, too. Man, we got a lot of plugs. Did you guys ever notice that?
I guess as the site grows, our plugs have to grow, too.
Oh, my God. That's good logic. I like that. So, I think we plugged everything. We're on Facebook, too. I'm sure you can find us at, you know, /StashMyComics on there. I think we're going to say bye now. What do you guys think?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.